بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جسد أشعر بعرف بالله حضرت أقدس حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد أختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is آه جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. تو جہاں کا مزا اس کو حاصل نہیں, تو جہاں کا مزا اس کو حاصل نہیں. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. اب چاہیے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, اب چاہیے ہمیں یہ کرم ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. جو جہاں کا مزا اس کو حاصل نہیں, آ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. صحبت اہل دل جس میں پائی نہ ہو, صحبت اہل دل جس میں پائی نہ ہو, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں. تو جہاں کا مزا اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, ہو کہ منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں, ہو کہ منزل بھی وہ میری منزل. جو جہاں کا مزا اس کو حاصل نہیں, آ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. غیر حق سے لگا چاہے جو اپنا دل, غیر حق سے لگا چاہے جو اپنا دل, تیرے الفت کے ہم کا وہ حامل نہیں, تیرے الفت کے ہم کا وہ حامل نہیں. تو جہاں کا مزا اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. اب کہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, اب کہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محامل نہیں, کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محامل نہیں. تو
جهاك مزا أفق حاط الليل أهجو في الجري غمك حامل كهرها هي أخطر ببام جدهل كهرها هي أخطر ببام جدهل بحر والفك كوني بساحل لي بحر والفك كوني ساحل لي تو جهاك مزا أسك حاصل لي أهجو دل تري غمك حامل لي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, this beautiful bayan of our Honorable Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Awak Tabreze Zamana Mujaddide Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat is explaining us a very, very important aspect with regard to life, that what is the value of life and what is the reality of life. Allah Ta'ala has given us this life for the most important purpose and objective. He is to become the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we'll only get when we got the connection of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when a person becomes a slave of Allah and he starts building his connection, and there's only one way which Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. That, O people of Iman, once you have recognized who is your creator, sustainer, nourisher, who has given you life, now inculcate taqwa, that is a special connection with Allah. Be always careful not to disobey Allah Rabbul Izzat, not to displease Allah Ta'ala. And how you will get the strength and ability to do this? Kunu, that be, Allah Ta'ala is commanding us. This is a command that is presently and forever in the future. Be with the true righteous servants of Allah. Then you realize that our reality is what we call our heart. And in fact our soul, not even our biological heart. So Hazrat is explaining, when you realize that Allah has given you life, now ponder and think why Allah gave me life. Then you'll come to realize that Allah Ta'ala has given me life to put only Allah in my heart. And then Hazrat says that that person who Allah has given a heart, but he doesn't realize for what Allah has given him his heart, and Hazrat takes a deep sigh and says, ah, how sad. What a pity upon that person, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That the person has got a heart, but he is not carrying the worry of pleasing Allah Rabbul Izzat. He has got the worry of everything else in this world. He has got the worry of passing his exams, or going to matric, or going to university, or getting any business, etc., or any position. But he hasn't got the worry, is Allah happy with me? Am I pleasing Allah Rabbul Izzat? And that is why Allah brought us here to this Mubarak Majlis, to learn this reality, that how to inculcate this worry. And this is such a worry that will remove all the other worries from our heart. And if a person doesn't put this worry in his heart, then all the other worries will trouble him. And then we see a person leads to depression, a person leads to anxiety, etc. He's not at ease in his life. So Hazrat here further now explains, do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, ah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That what does that person know of the enjoyment of this world and the real enjoyment of the year after? He's got no idea of it, and he won't attain it in any way if he doesn't inculcate and he doesn't make an effort to carry the pain of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That worry and sorrow, that have I got the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat and the concern for that. And the sign is that I want to be obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat takes a deep sigh, and the friends of Allah, when they say, ah, that is, as Hazrat explains,
Allah Ta'ala has put our tawbah in Allah's name, Allah. That how am I passing my life? For who am I passing my life? So the friends of Allah, when they take a deep sigh, it's a pain from the heart. That what is happening to the ummah, people like myself, that we're carrying the pain of everything else and the worry of everything else. Even the worry of our own rosy, we don't have to worry. We have to worry, am I connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat or not? And then a person will realize that aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna ham chahne ke to qabil hi nahi. That, oh Allah, if you have chosen me, it is only your kindness, your special favor. That then a person will realize to come in this gathering, to come in the house of Allah is not just an ordinary thing. This is a very great ni'mat of Allah. There are so many other hundreds and thousands of people that have got iman also. But we hear the azan, we don't get tawfiq to come to the house of Allah. Forget sitting in a mubarak gathering like this of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is a great ni'mat of Allah. And we shouldn't for a moment think that I came on my own accord. And I come regularly and I deserve it. As the teaches us here so beautifully, when you realize that Allah has given you your heart, then you realize that whatever in life you got is only from Allah. Nothing is your own achievement, your own ability or anything. It is only the special favor of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Because if we look and understand our reality, ham chahne ke to qabil hi nahi. We're not worth being chosen in the least, but Allah who has made my reality of filth and dirt, my initial state is from dirty droplet of sperm and dirty blood in my body and all filth, etc. Allah has covered all that. And this is one of the ni'mat we should make shukr that Allah, you are Sattar. You are the one who covers all faults. And not only that you cover, you are Ghaffar. You want to forgive us. That is why Allah brings us here. So not for a moment. This is the part of the love of Allah. That you come in the company of the friends of Allah and you realize the more you try to do, you do. The more you get the ability to do good, realize it's not from myself. And if we don't come in the company of the friends of Allah, as Hazrat says in the next couplet, then a person does a little good and he thinks something is very great now already. Hazrat says, yeah, sohbat ehle dil jisne paai nahi, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. The dead person who hasn't got the sohbat, the company of the people of heart. We might think we all got heart, but a person who hasn't felt the love of Allah in his heart is valueless. It's like how we tell our children, they do wrong, we say you got no brains. It doesn't mean they got no brains, they're not using their brains. So Allah has given us all hearts, and the heart is the king of the body. So that is the palace of kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat. How kind is Allah, that Allah who is so great, and to get connection with Allah is supposed to be so difficult. But Allah Ta'ala Himself has informed us through our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the skies are too small, I can't fit in there. The earth is too small, I can't fit in there. If there's a place I can fit, is the heart of a believer. Provided we purify our heart, and this comes with sohbat, with the company. We see Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, great, great personalities. But their name has been chosen as Sahaba, because of the sohbat, the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That now that heart has become a heart. And now that heart has got only one pain, and that is the pain of the love of Allah. The worry is Allah happy with me. I must only live in the pleasure of Allah. I must die in the pleasure of Allah. Otherwise, Hazrat says, uska gham gham nahi. That person can have 120 worries in his heart. That is no worry. It's got no value in the eyes of Allah. And forget that worry, uska dil dil nahi. He's got a heart, but he doesn't have a heart. In other words, his heart is totally worthless. He doesn't know the value of his heart. And that is why Allah has brought us here. We can't make enough shukr to first of all learn the value of our heart. And then that heart only becomes valuable when Allah Rabbul Izzat starts coming in the heart. And for that we need our spiritual purification, our Islam. And that is the purpose and object and the niyat I should be making in all of us, that I have come here for my Islam. And nothing else, that I learn how my heart should be purified. And then Hazrat further says, now you will realize that to get this love of Allah is not every gathering that you go to. It might be even a dini gathering. Might be a big jalsa also. But Hazrat says, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi ho, wo meri manzil nahi. That any gathering I go, but I don't feel I'm getting your closeness. Your love is not coming into my heart. It might be a big gathering also. It might be a station to take you towards Jannat also. You might be getting sawab also, but you're not getting the proximity of Allah. Hazrat says, that is not my station. It can be the station of anybody else. So this will only learn from the company of the Sadiqeen, the true righteous servant, that is which company to keep, which gatherings to keep, and very important, especially in this time and age, that see which company we keep. Be with the pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then we will see, you will feel the attachment, that is this the right gathering or not. Otherwise it can be even a hirs khatam, and after that we going for a meal in a hall and all mixed. So that's not our station. And then Hazrat says, when you don't go into the right station, into the right gathering, then there is fear. غَيْرِ حَقْ سَ لَغَاتَا هَي جُو أَپْنِ دِلْ تَيْرِ اُلْفَتْ كَ غَمْ كَ وَ حَامِلْ نَهِ. A sign that a person hasn't got the pain of the love of Allah in his heart, that he attaches his heart to anything else besides Allah. He comes for namaz, everything, he's even studying, but you're still worried of the scores. You still worried of the politics, you still worry of all the other things of this dunya, going for holidays, etc., in the wrong times, to the wrong places, all these things. Hazrat says, if you are attaching your heart to anything besides Allah, this is a clear sign that we don't have an idea of what is the love of Allah, Rabbul Izzat. When a person has got the love of Allah, or just a brilliant of a drop of the love of Allah comes in the heart, then Hazrat says, you'll realize, aapka hu mein bas aur kisi ka nahi, koi leila nahi, koi mahmil nahi, that now Allah, I'm only yours and nobody else's. And so beautifully in another poem Hazrat says, agar na ho kisi ka to kyun main hu kisi ka, main unhi ka hua ja raha hu. That if I'm nobody and nobody regards me, nobody knows about me, so what? Because I'm only Allah, as long as Allah knows me, and Allah must be happy with me. I've got no objective, ulterior motive of this world, that I'm coming to the gathering, people must think, oh, I'm close to my sheikh, so I propose for this girl, they must accept. Oh, I want any position in life, any job I want, so I go to any person for loans and we want to use the nisbat connection of our sheikh, then still we have come with a wrong objective. Allah save me, all of us, that we should realize that we purify our hearts, and this is why we should come regularly. And for every majlis, and we have to take the treatment, and then make be worried and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. That Hazrat now says in the end, and how beautifully Hazrat is announcing it, this shows the pain of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. They can't stop announcing it, because they are worried of themselves and the whole ummah. Hazrat says, keh raha hai akhtar babange duhul, behre ulfat ka koi bhi sahil nahi. Hazrat says, I'm announcing this, like how people beat the drums and making a big noise. Hazrat says, I'm announcing it at the top of my voice, that this ocean of the love of Allah, when you come into this ocean, forget all the other oceans and the beaches people are going, where you will get lost and you will attach yourself to anybody else. Come to this ocean, this beach, where you will get the enjoyment of the love of Allah. And here you will see there's no shore. There's no drowning in this ocean. Yes, you'll drown in the love of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and realize the great value of these majalis, and beg Allah to grant us His true love.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulihi al-Karim. Amma ba'd. From the kitab Hayatul Muslimin of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullahi Alayh, the 22nd chapter, abstaining from sin. Few other harms of sin. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when khiyanat, abuse of trust, becomes rampant in a people, Allah ta'ala overwhelms their heart with fear. A nation perpetrating injustice will be overpowered by its enemies. Hazrat Thawban radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will soon come a time when all the nations of the disbelievers will unite against you, the Muslims. Someone asked, will we be less in number at that time? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, in fact you will be numerous but useless. Allah Ta'ala will remove your respect and fear from the hearts of your enemies, who will then despise you, and Allah will instill weakness in your hearts. Someone asked, what is the cause of the weakness? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, love of this world and dislike for death. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Allah Ta'ala desires to punish people for their sins, He causes their children to die in abundance and makes their women barren. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that Allah Ta'ala says, I am the King of kings, their hearts are in my control. When my servants, the Muslims, are obedient to me, I make the rulers merciful to them. When the servants are disobedient to me, I cause the rulers to oppress them and be cruel to them. Hazrat Wahab radiallahu anhu narrated, Allah Ta'ala said to the Bani Israel, when I am obeyed, I become pleased. When I become pleased, I bestow limitless barakah and blessings. When I am disobeyed, I become wrathful and I curse the disobedient ones. The effect of my curse extends to 7 generations. This does not mean that the curse which descends on the wrongdoers settles on the future generations as well. However, the future generations are deprived of the goodness and barakah which would have come their way if their forefathers were pious. The beneficial effects of the piety of parents are transmitted to offspring. But if the parents are evil, there will be no goodness and benefits which could be transmitted to their offspring. Hazrat Waqi' radiallahu anhu narrates, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, when a man becomes disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, then those who formerly praised him begin to find fault with him. These narrations speak of sin and disobedience to Allah Ta'ala in general. The evil and harms which flow in the wake of sinning are stated in these ahadith. Some ahadith relating to specific harms of sins will now be cited. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala cursed the devourer of riba, interest, the payer of interest, the writer, the one who writes out the document of interest, and the witnesses of riba, of interest, all are equal in sin. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after the major sins, the greatest sin is that one dies leaving debt, but no wealth for its payment. The greatest sin is a person leaves debt, but no wealth for its payment. Hazrat Abu Hurra Riqashi radiallahu anhu narrates, on the authority of his paternal uncle, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, here, do not be unjust. Here, a man's wealth is not halal for another without his voluntary consent, without his happiness. This hadith brings within its scope of warning all forms of injustices in which the rights of others are usurped and violated. Examples of such violation of rights are, number one, incurring debt and not paying. Number two, depriving the rightful Sharia heirs of the inheritance. And number three, extracting funds for charitable purposes by exercising pressure, whether direct or indirect, on people. People are sometimes put to shame and contribute towards the charitable projects what they cannot afford. Prominent people make use of the influence to extract contributions. This is in fact a form of extortion. So is that permissible? A person must give whatever money he gives for the happiness of his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand.